the world looks upon me as I struggle alone. They say I have nothing, but Lord, that's so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Well, I know I'm not wealthy. These clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Blessings on me.
I didn't know whether we were going to do that thing or not.
Tell you, it does a preacher good sometimes to hear the music, because I like to sing. I enjoy it. But I certainly enjoyed the singing this morning. Really, really good. I love that last song. It's really, really good. I hope you brought your Bible. I'd like for you to read with us. We're going to be in Job chapter 23. Job 23. That's where we're going to start. I want to kind of tell you something. In the New Testament, the Bible talks about the Lord one day. A rich young ruler came to him. A rich young ruler. Now, we all know the story, but what we know of, the Bible said that when he came, he wanted eternal life. Remember how the story went, and the Lord told him, well, do this and everything. Well, I've done all that. And he said, well, good. Just sell what you got and just come follow me. And we all take from that story about riches and the troubles with riches. Now, it's easy for us. Now, you may be multimillionaire. I don't care. I don't want to know it really. But the truth of it is, it's easy for poor folks to understand that right there. Because for us to give up all we've got is not near what a rich man would give up, right? You know, millions of dollars. Well, I ain't got millions of dollars to give up. It won't bother me. And Jesus said, how hardly that they that have riches. And we take from that whole thing, we take a young man, that rich, young ruler. But there's more to that story. There's more to that story. Hopefully the Lord let us go back to it in a little while. So in Job chapter number 23, and I can't give you a lot of background. Time just won't let me. So I'm just going to let you read with us, and I'm going to give you an account a little bit of what Job is going through. Now, we can't fathom it. We can't understand it. Unless you've been in his shoes, you don't know what he was going through and how he had failed. We can read the words, but until you've been in those shoes, it's very hard to comprehend what he went through. And I want to tell you, all of us in life, it's easy to criticize. And all of us in life say, well, I'd have done this. Man, it's a whole lot different whenever you're going through it yourself. So let's read with me. Verse 1, chapter 23. And Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Now listen to this. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. That I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? That's a question. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. May we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the words. And I pray you'll guide us. I pray you'll look at our heart. God, see our need. Oh, God, we need you today. And God, we're thankful. God, we're blessed. But God, we still need you. Oh, today, touch that one that's lost, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you might think that Job and all of his things that he had went through with his life, losing his family, losing his health, and basically his friends give him advice that but I'm thankful for the Lord, all right? And he had going through all of these things in life, it'd be easy to look at things and say, man, I'm in trouble. I don't know what to do. Well, he knew what to do. A lot of was revealed in what was said there. He knew. He had a good case for argument's sake. And what you might say is, why would you argue against the Lord? I tell you, judgment come great white throne of judgment, it'd be very easy for folks to think they're going to argue against the Lord. But they won't have any grounds to stand on. It'd be very easy a lot of times for me and you to put a little bit of blame and say, Lord, why did you do this to me? That's easy. It's easy for us to look at our conditions and our surroundings and think, well, now, Lord, why didn't you make me better off than you did? I've heard people out of this church say this statement. We didn't know that we were poor while we was being raised. I've heard people say that. Now, guess what? That kind of rings home to me. And you. And you. And you. I can go back to the times when you didn't have a lot, but you didn't know folks that had a lot. Everybody that around us was the same condition that we was. And it really didn't bother you, you know. It didn't bother to have a stick horse, you see. Everybody had stick horses. It didn't bother you to have a stick gun, you know, or whatever you made one out of. That's what we all had. When the rich young ruler came to Jesus, he didn't have that kind of lifestyle. In fact, I don't know how he got where he was, but he got there. Job, on the other hand, had a lot and it was all taken away from him. We would call it that. When you have a lot and all of a sudden it's gone the next day, we would very easily have an argument. But there was a statement in there that Job made, and we got to hurry, but there's a statement that Job made that really caught my eye. Verse 6, would he plead against me with his great power? And he answers with a word, no. Would he plead against me with his great... No. In fact, it was so obvious to him that he said, if he's going to plead again, there's a hesitation. No, it's not really. He's letting us know, if you think that God's against me, you're wrong. Is God against you? You're wrong. God did something for Job that he does to every one of us. He says, no, but he put strength in me. In the terminology that I wanted this to be was not physical strength. Because when I'm in trouble, whenever I'm to the breaking part of my life, it would be very easy to say, well, I need to be stronger. After I had heart surgery, it my mind was okay. My body would not recover as quick as I wanted it to. It was the physical part. All I needed was physical strength. That's what I thought. But what I really needed was a spiritual strength to strengthen the old physical body. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. Job received mercy from God. Listen as I, and you don't have to, you know these verses better than I do. But I want to get us to a point where my need, where my need, I'm going to call me. Where my need, I need to get to a point, my need needs to get to a point greater than I can handle before I'll ever beg God. My need gets, because if my need is not up here, I'll never ask God. I'll handle it. The rich young ruler that came to Jesus, he came to Jesus with one desire. And when Jesus told him, well, all you've got to do is this, when he came with that result, all you got to do is sell what you got, give to the poor, come and follow me. He wasn't willing to give it all away and beg. A beggar? To beg? Friend, you know how low you have to get to be a beggar? Do you know what you got to do to beg? To beg means, now I'm not talking about poor. There's many of poor folks like we all were being raised up. But being poor and being a beggar is two different things. You see, the Bible records the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And the description of Lazarus and the rich man. Listen to how this was explained in the Bible. When you explain things in the Bible, you better be very subjective, because when Luke 16, and it won't take me just but a second. When you get over here to Luke, listen to what it says in verse number 20. And there came a certain beggar. He was known as a beggar, and he wasn't known as poor. Why wasn't he known as poor? He didn't have anything, because his beggar title exceeded his poor title. You see, what if we're poor, some people look at us because maybe we got a hole in our shirt or a hole in our pants or whatever, and they look at our car that we drive, the house we live in or whatever, and they look at our conditions and they say, because of our conditions, oh, you're poor. But if you're described as a beggar, that must mean when they see you, you're begging. Listen. Certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring, there's the word, and desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sore, and it came to pass that the beggar died. The Bible gives us a description of Lazarus two times calls him a beggar. That means his condition got greater than he was able to handle, and because that condition was greater than he could handle, he begins to beg. Listen. Now, where did Lazarus get saved? We're not given an account. Did he go to a church? Was he saved in the open? Was he saved? How did he? We're not given that account. We just know only saved people go to heaven. Lost folks can't get there. Saved folks go to heaven. And when Lazarus died, friend, he was better off. So that meant before this account, what we know, Lazarus already got it taken care of with God. How do you get your condition in front of God? Do you present your arguments? Do you present your case? Or do you get to a point in your life that you can't handle your current condition? I've been in some pretty extreme situations in my life, I thought. And whenever I'd get to that extreme part where I couldn't handle it, when I didn't know what to do next, but it would be very easy for me not to just call on God. but literally to beg God. I'm too good to beg, preacher. I'm too good to beg. I'm too good to ask for help. My condition won't let me. You're like the rich young ruler. You've got more. You've got everything you need. And all God's asking you for is something you can't give. See, it's easy to give up status, your buddies, your friends. It's not so hard. Oh, that's easy. Whenever I used to work a public job, man, they'd have a business card. And I remember one time I had so many titles, and it was crazy how many titles I had them. And boy, I could flaunt that card and say, look here what I... No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. It was a business card. And I didn't want folks to read that thing. I didn't want to pass them out because, man, what... No, and somebody say, give me a card. I didn't want to give my card because I wasn't that. I'm not a title. I don't want nobody to say, well, whoa, there's the pastor of the church. I don't want nobody to know that part because it's not a title to me that's important. It's what God does for me and you, and that's salvation. He's the one that deserves the title, the one they put on him on the cross, the King of the Jews, yes, sir. Lord of lords and yes, sir, King of kings and Lord of, yes, sir. That's the one that we need to be proud of, not of ourselves. The scripture here says that when Lazarus died, he didn't bother him to beg because he had already begged God for something prior. We'll get to that maybe. I want you to listen as we go to a little passage of scripture that's found in, you just stay where you're at today. The Matthew's chapter 20. No, let's go to Luke chapter number 10. That's an easy one to get to. Mark chapter number 10. Listen as I read just a couple of verses. Verse 46. There came from Jericho, and as they came to Jericho, he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timothy, sat by the highway side begging. Here's another man. Old blind Bartimaeus can't see a lick. He's sitting by the highway side and he's begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, blind Bartimaeus couldn't see nothing. And he cries out and he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now what was he? Why was he praying? Why was he saying, Jesus, have mercy on me? You know what his problem was? His problem was his need was greater than he could handle. And because that need was greater than what he could handle, he began to cry out and he began to beg. And what did he beg? Jesus, have mercy on me. Preacher, I'm just too good to beg. I'm just too good to beg. You know, if you're hungry, if you're real hungry, you'll do what it takes to get food. If you're real hungry. But if you got money in your pocket, if you got a way out, if I know I got a can of pork and beans at the house, I'm not going to go begging. I got a can of pork and beans at the house. As long as I've got a means, as long as I got money in my pocket, as long as I got it figured out in my mind, I may not ever need to beg in my life. But when Job began to see his condition, he saw something bigger. I want you to listen. He saw something, because to be a beggar, we got so many examples of being beggars. We can look one right after another. But now listen to what Job said in verses 8 where we didn't read. He says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Job, in his current situation, when the need got high enough, great, and you would think losing all them kids and losing everything that he had, you would think that need would have been right there. You would have think, man, that's the peak right there. If anybody needs God, Job does. Job had God. Job knew God. But sometimes as God's people, we get too good to beg. You might have watched me in my younger days. In my younger days, I could get down and I could get in the altar. I could get underneath the altar and I could help do anything I needed. God wanted me to, I'd get under and help folks all together. But since I've had knee surgeries, for me to kneel is very, very difficult, almost impossible. But what it does, my knees won't cooperate. But God can get me down even though my knees don't work. You know how God get me down? Man, God can put me on my face now. How is that? It's so much easier when your knees don't cooperate. You can fall flat on your face. And you know what? Nobody wants to fall on their face. Especially God's people. Especially church going folk. None of us think we need to come down to that level. No, there's none of us worthy to get down to that. Friend of mine, I want you to know something. For us to beg, oh no. Preacher, I ain't got to the spot in my life where I'll ever need to beg. Job went forward and he wasn't there. Now, he wasn't looking for his friends. He was looking for God. Job went forward. And every step that he went forward, the Bible said, and he is not there. Then it says, and backward. That means he went forward for a while. And every step that he went forward, he couldn't find him. So he decided, I'll go backwards. He goes backwards. I couldn't perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, in other words, on the left side, he's seen the work of God, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. What Job is saying, every direction that I looked and every direction that I went, I could not see him. I knew he had been there. I could perceive the work that he had done, but I could not see him. Now you listen. When we get to where we can handle everything in life, when we're on a level where we don't have to do it, when I got it, preacher, you don't have to worry about it. Man, friend, you'll never get saved as long as you can handle it. You'll never, ever, ever get saved. But where the need is greater than you can handle, then you'll call out. But what's the next verse Job says? He says, he hideth on the right hand that I cannot see him, but he knoweth the way that I take. Job said, God knows the way that I take. God knows the road I travel. Do you think the rich young ruler was on that little path to find Jesus? Do you think it would have been very easy for Jesus to slip by and nobody see him? Yes, sir. Do you think it would be very easy for him to say, well, I don't want nobody to find me today? Friend of mine, God made it easy for the rich young ruler to find him on that day. And God will make it easy for you to find Jesus. He will present himself. He will make himself known. But you've got to get in the condition where you see a need for something greater than you. You see, as long as I got a dollar in my pocket, I don't need to ask you for a dollar. And as long as I think I can make it on my own, I don't need God. There's many a lost folks in hell right now that they wanted to live their life the way they wanted, and they didn't want God. And they thought they could make it through. And many folks have a testimony, have a life, have all the examples of the world of living life to the fullest. Many of folks today, you can look at the Hollywood stars that whenever they pass away, they may have millions of dollars in their bank account when they die. Friend, that don't bother me one bit, but I got news for you. What good is that money going to do when you're in the pits of hell? Here's what happened. The need for Job got to a spot where he wanted to find God. And when he couldn't find God, he made the statement that God knows the way I travel. Now, if God knows the way I travel, look at what he says next. If he knows the direction, if he knows where I'm going, if he knows the way that I take, when he hath tried me, when he hath put me in the course of what's going on in my life, when I have so many troubles, so many worries, so many, when I'm going forth and being tried, I shall come forth as gold. Now wait a minute. How can a poor man ever come forth as gold? Friend, the poor old Lazarus didn't have a nickel to his name. There's been many, many millions of folks that have died saved but not have money in their pockets. You mean how? God doesn't look at the value of none of those things. God looks at the value of seeing yourself. When you see yourself that you can't handle the condition that you're in, when your need is great, when my need is greater than I can handle, I must learn to beg. I don't know if I can do that, preacher. Then your need hadn't got big enough yet. When your need gets big enough, you're going to want to look for God. And when you want to look for God, when you want to find God, you're going to seek Him. The Bible says, seek Him while He may be found. He's not trying to hide from you. In fact, He's trying to make it easy for you. And whenever He presents Himself to you, friend of mine, you may say, well, I've looked and I've looked and I've looked. Friend, if you really look for God, He knows the road you're on. And when He knows the road you're on, He sees a side of you that you'll never see. When you're tried, you'll come forth as gold. You know, mamas and daddies will lie about their kids. They'll say, oh, them's the best kids there. Oh, they don't never cause no trouble. They're good. They'll lie. They'll just flat out lie. You know, man, that's good. That's good. Almost. But it's good. It makes you think, man, I'm worth something. My friend, God's proud of us, and He don't lie. He will say things like, you'll come forth as gold. You that don't have a nickel to your name, you know what made the difference? When we read there in the earlier verses, when it said, I got strength from God, what did you get? You got mercy given to you. On the day that you got saved, friend, God extended mercy to an old sinner that was in a condition greater than he could handle himself, didn't know what to do, and he begged God, and God gave him mercy. When God gives you mercy, you'll see Jesus. And when you see your condition and you see Jesus, you'll know what to do. And what you do is you'll confess your sins to God, and He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then you'll come forth as gold. I don't deserve to go to heaven. I don't deserve how my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But because God gave me mercy, it's there and I got a home. If you're lost without God, as long as you're happy with what you're doing, you're never going to change. You're going to continue living like you're living. You're going to continue doing like you're doing. You're going to think it's all right to live anyway, do anyway, live it up, have all the fun of the world that you want to have. Think, I don't need nobody. I don't need God. But I got news for you. There is going to come a day when that need in your life is going to be greater than you can handle. And when you can't handle it, then and only then will you beg God. I never in my life have I ever recalled ever getting on my knees for anybody until that day that I got on my knees in an old-fashioned altar and got saved. Now, if you wanted to fight as a youngster, man, that was fun. You wanted to talk it up, that'd be fine. But friend, never in my life would I have ever bowed on my knees to anybody. But when Jesus showed me my sins, boy, that was the easiest thing in the world to do, to humble myself as low as I could get, because it was easy for me to be low, begging an almighty God to save my soul. I don't ever recall a problem for me now, right now to this day, begging God, help so-and-so. Help so-and-so. Do this for so-and-so. I don't ever recall it being a problem, because why? Whenever I come forth, I'm an heir of God. I join heir with Christ. I get to go to God because He is my Savior. He is my God. I cannot claim that of all the world's goods, but I can claim that because of my Heavenly Father. May I ask you this question? Has it got to the part where you can't handle it? If it's got to the level that you can't handle it, I want to introduce you to God. But now if you can handle it, just go right on about your merry way and take your chances. Because you're taking your chances. You're flipping the coin whether you make it or not. You're flipping the coin whether you live today or not. You're taking that because I can handle it. Oh, I got this, preacher. No, sir. There's going to come a time when you can't handle it. You better find God. Jesus is the door. If any man will come in, he must enter into that door. There's no other way. There's none other name. Let's have a song of invitation.
392.
The day is a day of salvation. The scripture is trying to introduce to you something. Oh, like a blind Bartimaeus. Maybe like a Lazarus. But I want to introduce you to something that you must see. The rich young ruler never had a need greater. He wanted eternal life, but he didn't want it that bad. Oh, he wanted to continue doing what he had already been doing. And that may be the way you are today. You may go out there and say, I'm just going to continue doing it. I've got plans. I've got this plan. But I got news for you. Listen, when you really, really see your need, you'll see yourself, and begging God won't be a problem. It won't be a problem. It won't be a problem to come to Him and know Him and a free pardon. That won't be a problem. Every time I went through a surgery, and the heart surgery was a big one. When I went through that, it was amazing the peace that was over me. It was. Charlene was there, and actually at that time, Brother Roger had come to the hospital. And it really come pretty quick. They come got me really quicker than I thought they were. But there was a peace. I was okay. I went back there, and I was in all these rooms waiting. I was pretty well just sitting there. I was in the hand of the Lord. For all those hours, I didn't know it was all those hours. I didn't know all the things that they was going on. I didn't know, realize that it meant it was, the next thing I know, it's the end of the day. And I didn't realize it was the end of the day. You see, my need was so great, I was in the hand of God. Nobody else could handle it but God. You say, oh, them doctors, oh, they this one, that and the. No, sir, I was in the hand of God. If He'd have wanted me, He'd just called me. And you know what? Your condition right now, you're in the hand of God. But as long as you can handle it and don't ever yield it to God, you're taking the chance of your life. But if you'll give it, God will just take what you'll give. But you must come to Him. And that coming to Him is asking God to save your soul. Would you want to be saved today? May we stand to our feet. Sing a verse of this song. God's pleading with you. Why don't you come today and be saved? Would you, my friend?